let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In his memoir, From Prosperity to Adversity, Curtis L. Sangster chronicles with admirable candor his astonishing life story, which involves a troubled childhood, drug addiction, compulsive sexual behavior, a dishonorable discharge, and a prison term. Now a born-again Christian, Curtis reflects on his life and how overcoming psychological trauma changed it for the better. From Prosperity to Adversity depicts a world where a young man's dreams are altered because of the wrong decisions he made that could have been avoidable. And the author of Prosperity to Adversity, Curtis L. Sangster, is our guest on This Week in America. Curtis, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Oh, I'm glad to be with you, and thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure, and what a remarkable story that you tell in the book, From Prosperity to Adversity. Let's first talk with writing the book. What was the inspiration? Why did you decide to write From Prosperity to Adversity?
First of all, before I get into this, I would like to thank God and the Sangster family and my friends. And to get back to the question, what inspired me was that I read a book by the famed author Terry McMillan, and I saw the movie, and it inspired me of how that a woman lost everything due to a toxic relationship. And I also wanted to show how a man could lose everything due to a toxic relationship. I think this is the answer to the famed author Terry McMillan, Waiting to Exhale.
Well, and you do such I mentioned admirable courage as you're telling your story. You'll be moved as you read Curtis's book, From Prosperity to Adversity. So much you've gone through in your life. I want to go back to the younger years. What gave you the courage, I think you're age six, to rescue yourself, your brother, three sisters, when your mother left you on a bridge toward Ripley, Tennessee from Brownsville? You hopped out of the car, flagged down a stranger, took you to safety at the Brownsville Police Department, 12 miles from Ripley. You're 6 years old, and you're taking your siblings and getting them out of that situation. That took a lot of courage. Where did that come from?
It had to be God, man. We were scared. We was left on the highway. Our mother jumped in a car with a stranger. Where we was headed to Ripley from Brownsville, which is 12 miles, and she left us on a bridge, and she rode off with the stranger as the car broke down. We were sitting there for so long, it was cold, and some just grabbed me and just told me to go out and stop that car. And that was God. And I thank him for his grace and mercy.
Got you through and your siblings again through a very, very treacherous time. Curtis Sangster is our guest on the program. That's S-A-N-G-S-T-E-R. The book available at all the usual places. His website is vision-productions.com. We'll give you that throughout the conversation today. Let's go back to that. What was the relationship like with your mother, especially after she abandoned five kids, all kids, I mean, young children? What was that relationship like?
Man, I couldn't stand my mother. I was embarrassed. She had us stealing. She was abusive to us. Like I said again, she left me, left us abandoned. And that didn't sit well with me. I could never understand. I was so young. I could not forgive her then because I was so young. But, my dad came to the rescue. Like again, I said, it was God again. And, you know, I only forgave my mother after she died and writing this book. When I started writing these books, I had to start forgiving her because as the man above says that, you know, you got to forgive your friends, your family, your neighbors, or I won't forgive you. So I had to forgive her.
Before we get into some of your story, the military career that got you in trouble and sort of pattern after your father and you thought you were prepared for the military, but you touch on something. What was it like going back and recalling all of these emotions, especially these raw emotions at such an early age, in writing the story? How painful was it to go back and to tell the story?
Rick, man, it was very painful, man, revisiting all those times and that I lost so much over the years. And especially writing this book while incarcerated. It brought me back to thinking about family members that I lost during this period of time of incarceration. And I felt hopeless. And that's why I would never wish prison on my worst enemy. And it always pays to be honest with everybody and do the right thing when no one is looking at you. And it was very hard, man. It brought tears to my eyes.
Well, the bottom line with this is because Curtis is able to tell his story, helping so many other people who are in similar circumstances, who are trying to deal with adversity of life and come out on the other side, which certainly is the case with Curtis. I touched the military career. What was that like, your impetus to get into the Marine Corps, and what that was like before you got in trouble there? What kind of life was that like for you in the military?
I love the Marine Corps, man. I traveled all around the world. I was disciplined. I made the rank of sergeant. I was responsible for 30 to 40 troops on a daily basis. I served in the Persian Gulf War. I received several awards and declarations, and it really hurt me to lose all of that because I was expecting to follow my father's footsteps and to retire from the military.
In the book, you talk about mental preparation, and you thought you were prepared, and it didn't work out that way. Talk about that. What was the downfall in the military? You've got what the pull of family and friends, loved ones. What were the emotions you were going through when this all started to unravel for you in the Marine Corps?
Oh, man, I was living a lie. I was running around stealing from my own fellow Marines, which really hurt it. The drugs that I was abusing, the women and that I was lying to, sleeping with, and it was a downfall. Life was too fast for me. It was just like I couldn't handle success. I wasn't ready yet.
Curtis Sangster is our guest on the program. That's S-A-N-G-S-T-E-R. If you're Googling, the book is From Prosperity to Adversity. You'll find it at all of the usual places. Curtis's website, vision-productions.com. Link on to Curtis's Amazon page and all of the availabilities going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What message are you trying to send to readers? What do you hope the takeaway is as they read your remarkable story, but so many people are reading it to find out maybe where salvation is for them in their tumultuous lives? What do you hope the takeaway is?
First of all, I would like everybody to put your higher power before anything. And second of all, just be honest, man, and do the right thing when no one is looking at you. And your destination for success is not prison. It's not the streets. It's college. It's the church. And I mean, anything that's positive in your life, you need to be around. Prison is not the answer.
How did you decide to turn it around? It's one thing to say, okay, I need to do this, but boy, you were there fighting that battle. I mean, the temptation, all of this had happened in your life, and you're trying to start a brand new life. Talk about that transition when you realized this isn't where I want to be. I need to turn my life around. How did that happen for you?
When my father died, my sister Sylvia died, my grandparents, those, I started losing all my loved ones. So I didn't get a chance to show them that I could be the man that I wanted to be before they left. So I decided to get on the right track by helping others, by sending a strong message to other people. This is not what you want. Trouble, chaos, And it's to show that how your life can end up so fast. So you got to be aware. It's easy to get to the top, but the hardest thing is to remain there. And you got to be around a positive environment.
And the title of the book is From Prosperity to Adversity by Curtis L. Sangster, S-A-N-G-S-T-E-R, as you're Googling it. Let's talk a little bit. You've mentioned several times born-again Christian and how that really was impactful in your life. How did that happen? How did that change your life? And, boy, you're in there just with a handout helping other people now to turn their lives around. Talk about how that all began for you.
I met this pastor that used to come visit the church as a volunteer. And he sit down and I talked about that I was alone. I was from out of state. And he told me, man, that do you know God? Do you really know him? Do you have a relationship with him? And I thought I knew him. And because I went to church, he taught me how to read the Bible. He talked me how to really love again, you know, from the heart. I had turned cold and bitter. I blamed everything on everybody else when it was only me. I had to start accepting and admitting my faults. And I got on my knees and prayed, and then I gained a relationship with God. And it was an awesome feeling. It's the best feeling I ever had. And that changed me right then. And I got baptized in prison.
So this happened in prison, and this is just a remarkable story. The book is doing exceptionally well. Rave reviews for From Prosperity to Adversity. It's because of the honesty where Curtis talks about where he was and where he is. And when you're talking with at-risk youth out there, and it's still very common in our society, especially economically, that the whole situation we're in now, what is your hope for them? What is your message to them before maybe they transform their lives now before they get to the point where you were?
That's where I'm trying to reach them at an early age. I'm trying to give it to them blood raw because in today's society, man, it's too many shootings. It's too many kids are in the prison system right now, man. It don't make no sense. And I want to go out there and mentor to them and tell them this is not really what they want. I want them to understand before they take their last breath, you know, what you want to be remembered by when someone is at your funeral. And this is to kids and this is to adults too. We're today's society, we're too much a friend with our kids instead of being parents. And I want them to understand that just because you have a parent that's been abusive, that's neglecting you, you don't have to travel that road. Seek help, reach out, let it go. And be determined to reach out for success, and you will get it.
The book From Prosperity to Adversity. Our guest on the program, the author Curtis L. Sangster, S-A-N-G-S-T-E-R, as you're Googling. Book available wherever books are sold. Vision-productions.com is the website. And we'll go through all of that again on the program. And we have it up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've reached so many people with this book, and it's just the beginning. You're now out promoting and encouraging people to buy a copy, maybe several copies, and pass along to other people. And you've done an excellent job with this. How has this been for you, and are you planning on writing another book?
Yes, I am. Right now, I'm in the lab right now writing my second book. It's from Recidivism to Redemption. It shows where that I get out of military prison and that I keep going in and out of prison because I didn't have God. I didn't have any intentions of doing right. I got a good job, get out, and continue to get good jobs and fall back into this drug addiction, this sexual addiction. And it led me into prison. And this last time, you know, I was facing 50 years. And that was a big wake up. I represented myself in court, and it was only God, by the grace of God, that I got 7 years. And that's what's the really turnover of me reaching out and having another chance at life through God.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. A few minutes left in the program. It's going by too quickly, but it's so important. It's such a vital part of your story. What made you decide to get on the right track after this last prison sentence of 7 years, the reality of 7 years in jail? What made you decide to get on the right track?
Before I got out, I closed my eyes and I thought about all the people that I lost and never got the chance to say my goodbyes. And it's really a lonely feeling when a man get his prison, his freedom taken by prison. It's a really lonely feeling. And it made me decide enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
How did you survive for 7 years?
Man, I set goals. I was determined to get work release. I was determined to seek God. I was determined to delete. I was fortunate to leave prison and reach out to the young youth at risk and church members by telling my testimony. And they really enjoyed my testimony, and they really welcomed me in and put their arms around me and let me know that the love, and I felt the love through Christ, that I can still be somebody. I still can help somebody. I still can be the man that I wanted to be in life.
How does this feel for you to go through all of this, to totally turn your life around, and not only that, but being able to help other people now through the personal contact and through the book From Prosperity to Adversity? How does this make you feel? This has to be quite fulfilling, what you've been able to accomplish.
Man, it's a blessing. It's God. It's God showing his works. Showing no matter where you, what road you've been taking, you still have another chance at life to be somebody. And I'm an example. And he's showing it on a continuous basis. I'm happily married. I got a good job. I got a book out. I got shoes, a shoe brand, Title Visions. And it's working good for me, man. And God is showing the people that no matter what you've been through, he's still here for you. He's still reaching out. His love still surrounds you. He still got holding on to you, no matter where you've been in life.
And a perfect example is the life that Curtis has led. It continues to lead. Curtis Sangster, our guest. Couple minutes left in the program. The book is From Prosperity to Adversity. I talk about, you know, Amazon, the usual places. Where do you recommend people get information on the book and can buy the book?
You can buy the book at Amazon. You can buy the book at Barnes & Noble. And you can buy the book at Dorrance Publishing, which is my publisher.
What was this like? A couple minutes here. I'm always fascinated by once you tell the story. Did you go in and just start with a blank computer screen or sheet of paper and tell the story? Did you have an outline before you went in? What was it like? And how did you go about the process of writing the story?
Man, I just started writing on taking notes from a dream. I started dreaming about this, and I started taking notes and started writing it down on a piece of paper. And I reached out to my publicist, which is my wife, Stacy Hammond Sangster. And she put this all in effect after, you know, I reached out to her from prison. And it was a blessing that God brought and sent her this way, and she made this work. So I also would like to thank her.
To do this effectively, you had to really open up your life, all of your life. I talked about the admirable candor. How difficult was that? Did you come to times in your life and it's like, I really don't know if I even should mention this, but I'm certainly you've got it, what appears to be all there. I mean, you've got it all there. So we can see the depth that your life was bringing you and how you've come back from that. How difficult was it to be totally candid in writing this book?
Man, it was difficult, but it was something that I had to do. I had to get honest with the people because the people was talking. So I had to get honest and let them know that I've been through some struggles. I'm back now. I'm honest. I can still be a successful man in life, and I want to reach out to the youth, and I'm going to do it, and it's a must. in today's society. All these useless, senseless shootings, we need to reach out before it's too late because they are the future.
Would you have thought 5-10 years ago that this would be your life today? I mean, you've totally turned it around, and not just I'm successful and I'm not going to tell anybody about where I came from. I'm just going to enjoy the fruits of what I've produced in life. But you're out there in total honesty and a smile on your face. And it seems like life is really good for Curtis right now. What's it like for you?
Man, it's a blessing, man, to live drug-free. Not behind any bars. I can speak about my past without being, you know, criticized.
Yes.
I really wouldn't care what nobody think about it. But due to the fact that I'm helping people and I'm helping myself as well. And if I don't get another blessing from God, I thank Him.
Well, a blessing is this book, From Prosperity to Adversity, by Curtis Sangster. That's S-A-N-G-S-T-E-R. Book available wherever you buy books. The website is vision-productions.com. And we've got all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. KingPagesPress.com has been Curtis's media consultant in getting this word out on the book and helping many, many other people go through and survive what Curtis has gone through. Again, receiving excellent reviews, book available wherever books are sold, and great to pick up a couple of copies and pass out as you find people that you think might be able to turn their life around by reading Curtis's story. Curtis, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on just a tremendous turnaround in your life and being able now to stand out there and say, I want to help other people, and being able to effectively do it. Thank you for being with us on the program.
And thanks for having me, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. Curtis L. Sangster, S-A-N-G-S-T-E-R. Book is From Prosperity to Adversity. Find it wherever books are sold. And click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you are listening to This Week in America. Today's program continues right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.